Back here on 102.5 The Game, our playoff coverage continues here, brought to you by Dex Imaging and Mailing. Willie Donick along with Terry Crisp here with you in the Predators locker room with Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne. And Pekka, congratulations on being named a Vezina finalist today, second straight year. And as you mentioned before, nice to be recognized. Even though right now your goal is to win the Stanley Cup, this has got to be a nice honor for you.
Yeah, it's an honor for sure. And you know, like I said earlier, I'm gonna be a Vezina nominated goalie, and so it's a huge honor. And you know, there's, when I was growing up, you know, there were goalies that I always looked up to, and you know, those guys were, you know, year after year being nominated. So it's a huge honor, but at the same time, being a goalie, you need your teammates to achieve that kind of thing. And I get so much help from my teammates that it's not even fair.
It is so fair. It's right too. You are one of the best in the business. Why wouldn't you, Pekka? It's time to play hockey. I mean, you can only practice so long, and the fans keep saying to us, is a rest like this good for the team or bad for the team? And especially in your situation, a goaltender. Is this layoff, is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you try not to waste any kind of thoughts about, you know, things that you can't control. And, you know, once they lay out the schedule, you go with it. And you try to use this time to your advantage. And a lot of times it's hard. You know, especially when the days you're skating and you don't know who you're gonna face, so you have the goal, the Stanley Cup goal, but you don't have the actual target in your head. And you know, a lot of times once you know the team, it's easier to kind of go through your system and go through do drills that are really really focused on certain teams.
And Pekka, focusing on a certain team, now you know it's the Coyotes. Phoenix is coming at you. You played enough hockey in the years against the Coyotes. What do you expect from the Coyotes? What kind of a hockey game coming at you, especially being the goalie?
I expect them to, you know, just be fired up. You know, it's since they were in Winnipeg '87. I think it's the second time they are going to the second round, and I'm sure that team is just excited as anybody. And you know, especially considering that you have to be really ready for the game one and two, you know, at their building. And especially try to have a good start to this series. I think that's always a key. And but what to expect? I think it's going to be a pretty, like they play, like us, like we, when we are at our best, we play pretty simple kind of hockey. Get the shots through, get some traffic to the net, and play physical and use our speed. I think that's their game plan too. And I'm sure they try to get people in front of the net. They try to crash the net, and they also create a lot of offense from their point, like we do. And so I think those are the things you really have to be aware of.
You mentioned earlier in the season, earlier in the interview, some goalies that you grew up watching. Who was maybe one or two that, when you were a kid watching hockey, they jumped out at you?
Well, I think Martin Brodeur and Patrick Roy, those were for sure some guys. I used to like John Van Beesbroek when he played for Panthers, and even though he's a smaller guy. But a lot of Finnish guys. You know, when Kiprusoff came over and started doing well, you know, I was already following him when he played in Europe, and Toskala and guys like that. You know, you always feel like you have a little bit of that connection with the Finnish guys. So I still follow a lot of the Finnish goalies.
Early in the season, going back to that first 20 games or so, before this team started, you mentioned how much credit you're giving your teammates here, but it's clear that as the season went along, there were some younger guys early. There was some, I guess, evolution that happened here. How important those first 20 games, I thought, when you were on the top of your game, that was a very important part of the season here. It seems like a long time ago, but I think that had to figure in on the season you've had.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I remember that going into the season just feeling confident about my game coming off from last year, and you know, right away having a good start this season, I think makes everything easier. And but a lot of times I remember beginning of the season was, you know, when we faced a lot of shots and that kind of thing. A lot of times that it kind of makes things easier. That forces us to play simple kind of hockey, kind of get pucks in and out, play those close one-goal games. And those are the games I really like. And it was a crucial time of the year for us. We had a good kind of start to the season and got everybody into the team and into the speed of NHL.
Well, Pekka, thanks for joining us today. I know you've answered probably like 40 or 50,000 questions here on this day, but enjoy the nomination and good luck in round two as we head off to Phoenix.
Thanks so much.